In this podcast, I'm going to be talking about anti-bullying. I am very passionate about anti-bullying, considering I think it's a very wrong thing to do. And I was bullied growing up all my life. I used to be a fat kid, and was a pretty weird kid too. And no one really liked me. And, you know, whenever we would play sports, or we would maybe just do anything, I was always picked last. And kids always make fun of me being overweight and so on. And that really bothered me. And so I worked really hard to get up to the point where I am at now. And now I'm a high-performance athlete, and I don't get bullied anymore. But I still see others getting bullied as I go around school, and I see, you know, kids getting called losers, fat, ugly, getting picked on for the clothes that they're wearing because they're not wealthy, and so on. And it really upsets me that people in this town make fun of others because of how much money that their family has. You know, it really upsets me because if you have money, I feel like you shouldn't rub it in other people's faces. And especially not kids now. Their money was handed down to them by their parents. They didn't work for the whole lot of money that they have. And so it really upsets me. And so I try to do whatever I can to stop bullying throughout the hallways. You know, I stand up for kids all the time. And I've made a lot of enemies this year protecting kids from being bullied, but in the end, it's worth it because I know that I'm helping someone's self-esteem and I'm allowing them to be more self-aware. I have a friend who is very obese, and I work out with him in the weight room, and I talk to him every day, and I keep on giving him tips, and I tell him straightforward, without being harsh and cruel, that he is overweight, and I give him tips and ideas on ways he could lose weight. And I just wish that everyone would take that same precaution and that same approach. But understandably, people grow up in different environments. People are raised differently, therefore having a different mindset and a different outlook on life and the way we perceive things. It's not necessarily anyone's fault, but I think rather it's society's fault. And I'm just astonished at the fact that people can bully each other and still be okay with it at the end of the day. And, you know, just how do you sleep at night, knowing that you bully people, knowing that you make people feel low? And some people do it because they want to make themselves feel better about themselves. But at the end of the day, are you happy? That's the real question. Are you happy with your life decisions and who you are becoming as a person and growing up into this world? Because I can assure you, you may be happy right now, but your happiness is going to be short-lived. I really appreciate all those who stand up for bullying, and I think you are amazing people, and you deserve the best in the world, because if you can put others before yourself and not bully others just to please someone and make someone happy or stick up for others, then you truly are one of a kind person. It's really hard to find people who aren't going to bully someone else so just so they can, you know, stand out, so they don't stand out, so they fit into the crowd. People bully so much, and it's just so they can be in the crowd. No one wants to stand out and be alone or stick up for anyone. No one has the guts to do it anymore. But, you know, I find it funny that we're in high school and everyone wants to bully kids and they're too afraid to, you know, stand up for a kid, but they're not afraid to party and do drugs and drink and run from cops and so on. And it it astounds me that people can be so harsh yet so stupid. Standing up for a kid in a social classification is nothing compared to your future record. I mean, imagine getting caught doing all these things. One day you will get caught, and then you're going to regret what you did. So please, help me prevent anti-bullying.